An endorsement from President Donald Trump can serve as a golden ticket in Republican primary elections, but that has not been the case so far in northern Wisconsin's 7th congressional district. Trump endorsed 26-year-old Michael Alfonso, the son-in-law of U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. As Rich Kramer reports, it has frustrated some conservatives and emboldened Alfonso's GOP opponents.
On an unseasonably warm day in late April, around 30 Republicans slowly filed through the open doors at the Mercer Community Center, less than a half hour south of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. They were there for a 7th congressional district debate put on by the Iron County Republican Party. On stage sat GOP candidates Jesse Eben, Kevin Hermaning, and Nina Baum. To their left was a sign with the name Michael Alfonso taped to an empty chair. Moderator Bruce Marcus wasted no time asking them about the president's endorsement from January, in which he called Alfonso a mega warrior from a great family.
Could I conceivably say, what are you guys doing in the race? You like Trump so much, why don't you quit and endorse Alfonso?
Each candidate responded by praising Trump, but Hermaning, a 66-year-old financial planner and former Marine, ripped Alfonso for attending a Washington, D.C. fundraiser instead of the debate.
We're not supposed to, on the front end, before we're even there, be proven to be part of the swamp.
And Eben, a 36-year-old executive with Ashley Furniture, referenced an article about transportation industry lobbyists donating to Alfonso's campaign.
I don't think the district, I mean, I've heard it directly, appreciates nepotism, appreciates a Roldell carpet, and appreciates a candidate funded by the swamp specifically from transportation dollars.
Alfonso is new to politics, and critics have knocked his lack of experience. At age 26, he'd be the youngest member of Congress. For his part, Alfonso is portraying his youth as a positive, and in a joint podcast interview, his wife, Evita Duffy Alfonso, said it gives voters hope.
And when they see somebody like Michael campaigning and espousing the kind of values that he has, it makes them feel okay about the future.
Alfonso has outraised his opponents with Sean Duffy's help. His money, connections, and Trump's endorsement would be enough to win most GOP primaries. In the 7th district, that's not yet clear. Longtime Republican strategist Bill McCoshin grew up in Superior. He said this might be the one district where Trump's endorsement is not decisive because the people of northern Wisconsin are very independent.
They don't like to be told what to do. And I think it's a mistake, frankly, for Alfonso to not participate in those debates. He's a smart young man. He can hold his own.
Another factor in the race? Eben and Hermaning have the financial resources to compete. Eben has a $1 million PAC backing her, and Hermaning loaned his campaign $1 million. There are three Democrats, Ginger Murray, Chris Armstrong, and Fred Clark, also vying for the seat. Clark served in the Wisconsin Assembly and said the district is in play because residents are sick of political hatred.
My goal is to reach every thoughtful voter that I can and make the appeal that a Democrat could actually represent you. You wouldn't have to give up your values, but you might actually see a federal government that works better for you.
Joe Hendrick, a longtime Republican elections expert, grew up in Minocqua and has done work for Hermaning. He said people think of the 7th district as a safe GOP seat. Hendrick stopped short of that.
If the Republicans had a poor candidate, it is possible Democrats could win this seat.
But Hendrick says the winner of the GOP primary in August is likely to win in November, which is why there's so much focus on that race. Back in Mercer, Iron County Party Chair Tanner Hiller says he tried to get Alfonso to agree to his event. He says he was told the presidentially endorsed candidate doesn't need to debate.
There's a lot of people that have better credentials that know this district, that will represent this district better than Michael Alfonso. And I tried to give him a benefit of the doubt and get his opinion on matters, and he didn't show up.
Weeks after the debate, Hiller endorsed Hermaning. Alfonso's campaign did not respond to WPR's request for an interview. For now, he's touring the district and running an aggressive social media campaign. It includes an appearance in an online reality show with his father-in-law, the DOT secretary, and President Donald Trump, his endorser-in-chief. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.